Brian Lynn.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Tuesday the United States has communicated to Iran and Israel conflict in the Middle East must not escalate.
We've been engaged in intense diplomacy with allies and partners, communicating that message directly to Iran. We communicated that message directly to Israel.
The Pentagon earlier warned it would not tolerate attacks against its forces in the region. 5 U.S. troops and 2 contractors were injured in an attack on a base in Iraq on Monday, which U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin blamed on Iran-backed groups. The Palestinian terrorist group Hamas announced its new leader on Tuesday, the mastermind behind the October 7th attacks on Israel, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Hamas says it has chosen Yahya Sinwar, its top official in Gaza, who masterminded the October 7th attacks in Israel that killed 1,200, as its new leader. The choice of the hardliner was a defiant move by Hamas, whose political leader, Ismail Haniyeh, was killed in Iran last week in a presumed Israeli strike. The Israeli military's chief spokesperson said Israel remains committed to killing Sinwar. Meanwhile, the Palestinian territory faces a severe humanitarian crisis, as its health ministry says the death toll in the war approaches 40,000. I'm Norman Hall.
Hezbollah's chief said on Tuesday his group and Iran were quote-unquote obliged to respond to Israel, whatever the consequences, after the killings last week of a Hezbollah military commander and Hamas's leader. The twin killings have sent Middle East tensions skyrocketing amid fears of a regional conflict and all-out war between Israel and Hezbollah. The United States has said it's working around the clock to avert an all-out war in the Middle East.